This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Toll free to join us on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
So to start things out tonight, we're going to talk about some Venezuela craziness here when we get a chance. But to start things out tonight, Daryl, you've got an update on a story that we covered here on Free Talk Live years ago.
Yes.
Maybe before you were even on the show. I don't know. Were you around? You know, you just come up here to New Hampshire in like 2012, right?
I got here in 2012. Yeah. First about year and a half or so that I was here, I was off and on sporadically.
Yeah.
But I know that we have discussed Barrett Brown.
Barrett Brown, who was a journalist, presumably still is, a journalist who posted a link to, was it an internet forum, a chat room? I don't remember exactly where he posted.
I believe he posted it in one chat room. He pulled the link from a chat room and posted in another chat room.
And the link was to some sort of illegal thing, if I recall?
The link was to some info that had been hacked. Or cracked, depending on what term you want to use.
Right, it was like a list of credit card numbers or something like that. Or
that was in the document, but that was not the only thing in the document.
So some hack group had hacked some information from somewhere, and
it was from some big mega bank.
Okay.
And
so like Lulzsec or AntiSec or Anonymous, one of those hacker groups.
Something like that.
They were the ones who committed the actual crime of breaking into a digital storage space, which is, you know, basically what a computer hack is. They committed that crime. They stole the data. He just linked to the stolen data.
Yes, and he did not host the data.
Right.
He never, hosted the data. He never said, I did this. And he actually didn't go to jail for having done it, but he's now out.
He went to prison for 4 years.
Yes,
he over this.
Walked out of prison Tuesday morning after spending more than 4 years behind bars. Story coming from the Libertarian Institute. The 35-year-old cause célèbre convicted in January 2015 after spending more than 2 years in pretrial confinement faced a laundry list of post-release restrictions and obligations, including drug treatment, mental health evaluations, and computer monitoring.
Wow, they threw the book at this guy.
After departing the Three Rivers Correctional Institute in San Antonio, where he continued his work as a writer over the past year, publishing...
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Let me see if I'm remembering this correctly. I think it was Barrett Brown who, before he went in, was thanking the feds in a kind of tongue-in-cheek way for giving him an insider's view into the federal prison system, that he intended to continue to do journalistic reporting from the inside of prison.
I believe that was him, yes.
Yeah, so he was like, yeah, you haven't done anything to me. I'm going to keep working here.
Yeah, he actually continued his work as a writer, publishing an award-winning essay at D Magazine and also for The Intercept.
Excellent.
He is supposed to report to a hallway house in Hutchinson, Texas. Looked like hallway.
Yeah.
but that's what happens when you have a microphone between you and your computer screen. He was to report there before 4 p.m. Central Time today.
Yep.
Brown has also been ordered to continue paying at least $200 every month to Stratfor, the Austin-based intelligence firm.
That was the company that was hacked.
That was hacked.
Right.
And he posted a link. Hey, here's some information.
Wow.
He has to pay them $200 a month.
That's insane.
They say over the devastating cyber attack that nearly crippled the company 5 years ago.
Which he had nothing to do with.
And also, the article here states that he had no foreknowledge of the security breach, which, right, despite popular belief, occurred more than a month prior to the involvement of anonymous hacker Jeremy Hammond and his anti-sec crew. Brown is nevertheless stuck paying $890,250 in restitution for a crime that he neither had the skill set nor the inclination to carry out.
Because they couldn't catch the actual criminals, right? Like, they don't know who the hackers were,
right,
that did this job. He's the only, he posted a link to something online. Somebody obviously reported it. And now he spent 4 years in prison. He'll be in debt by almost $1 million,
yes,
to this company that he never even did anything whatsoever to.
Correct.
This is crazy. I mean, there have been various different releases, say like WikiLeaks releasing information about companies or governments, and people will share that data via torrents, so they'll try to decentralize the location,
right,
of the data. Does that mean that everybody who shares stolen data like that is now going to be subject to a prison term? Because that sure does sound like it.
That's definitely what it sounds like. There's
this
definitely horrible precedent that,
yeah,
has been set with this, but there's also bad precedent that was set with the Ross Ulbricht conviction.
Correct. Right, where Ross Ulbricht, the operator of the Silk Road, the underground drug marketplace available, or previously available on Tor, it's out of business now, but he was convicted basically of creating a website where people,
yes,
using the website used the website for underground drug purchases. He programmed that site and was sentenced to twice a life sentence.
Two life sentences plus 40 years.
Yeah.
And
it's,
I think,
insane.
We talked recently about the Backpage thing.
Right.
To where their lawyer was able to successfully argue that there's a federal law that protects them, saying that the creator and owner of a website cannot be held liable for what a third party posts on their website.
That's
the claims were that the CEO and the board of directors of Backpage were involved in illegal pimping. Because people were posting, hey, I'll have sex with you for money,
right,
on Backpage.
And then Backpage gets a small amount of money for those posts.
Well, they get a small amount of money for any post. So, right, if somebody says, I'll sell you my dresser,
correct,
they get an amount of money. If somebody says, you know, I'll have sex with you, they get some money.
Yeah, that's interesting because the Backpage story was a California prosecution, if I'm recalling correctly.
Yes.
Whereas these other cases are federal.
Yes.
But so that the Backpage attorney cited federal law, which got them out of the charges. But yet Ross,
correct,
Ulbricht sits in a prison cell for basically doing the same thing, creating a website where,
right,
people sold stuff.
And I don't know if you saw the news a couple days ago. There's been another corrupt federal agent that has been exposed.
No, with Silk Road?
With the Ross Ulbricht thing, yes.
No, I definitely want to hear about this. Do you remember if it was DEA, FBI, or...
I don't remember. I'll try pulling it up. Getting back into the article about Brown, he was described by David Carr of the New York Times as an offbeat agitator and a pretty complicated victim. His case, at its core, was often a battle over the identity of the man himself, whereas the United States government went to great lengths in court to portray Brown and Anonymous as two sides of the same coin. His supporters, Noam Chomsky and the late Michael Ratner among them, saw him as a rather cocky freewheeling journalist with anarchic views about transparency. Brown's case was often depicted in the press as having potentially far-reaching consequences for journalists and researchers. And this is what you were talking about, Ian, about,
right,
you know, if somebody shares a link, hey, did you see the latest WikiLeaks stuff? And wasn't before the election one of the presidential candidates saying, if you read WikiLeaks, you're a criminal. If you share WikiLeaks, you're a criminal.
CNN was saying that.
Might as well have been one of the presidential,
yeah,
candidates.
I mean, it may have been one of the presidential candidates, but CNN was also propagating that idea that it,
right,
was somehow illegal to even look at the WikiLeaks.
Right, and you know, Barrett Brown went to prison for sharing a link, so yeah, you know, there's precedent there.
This is really chilling as far as freedom of speech, freedom of the press is concerned. There's more, I'm sure, to this story.
Just a brief sentence here. Brown's eagerness to uncover the U.S. government's dealings with private security and intelligence contractors led to frequent exchanges with hackers and placed him perilously close to the national security investigation into WikiLeaks.
Thanks for the heads up on Silk Road. I pulled up the story from Wired. We'll get into that coming up since it's a related case. Also, you can take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE. Join us on Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. invite you to bring up anything that you want. We're talking about the really chilling effects on free speech that have been happening in the last several years. I mean, before that as well. But the Barrett Brown case was what brought the discussion up here tonight. The reporter, the journalist who was put in prison for 4 years of his life for the dastardly crime of posting a link on the internet.
And about 2 years of that was pre-trial confinement.
Correct. So he was not even convicted while
right.
he was there.
Had just been charged.
So that's kind of the news there. We got more about the Silk Road on the way as well. Coming up in February 25th through the 28th at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo, you can join Free Talk Live and a bunch of great liberty-minded speakers for what will be an unparalleled lineup of speakers where they're bringing together hundreds of principled anarchists, including folks like Jeffrey Tucker, Larkin Rose, Adam Kokesh, Jeff Berwick, Roger Veer, Luke Radowski, Josie Wells, our very own Derek J. Freeman, and Dr. Stephanie Murphy, and more for what will be the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists. It's held annually in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. This is the third annual Anarchapulco. You can go and get signed up, learn more about the event, get the full list of speakers and your tickets over at anarchapulco.com. It's, again, February 25th through the 28th at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo in Acapulco, Mexico. Anarchapulco.com as we continue here. Of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. The idea that someone, and just because he's a journalist doesn't mean it can't happen to you, right?
Right.
The idea that somebody can go to prison for posting a link on the internet. I mean, I can't express how outrageous this really is. And I don't care if he's linking to something illegal. That is not tantamount to possessing that thing.
Right.
That link, whatever it is linking to, as horrible as it might be, in this case it was just corporate files from some company called Stratfor, and I forget, that name sounds familiar. I feel like they were involved with some government.
They had a lot of government contracts.
Yeah. Just because somebody has posted a link, even to something that is absolutely horrible or illegal or whatever, you know, death photos that were illegally released or whatever, that's not possession of those things. It's possession of merely the knowledge of where someone can find those things on the internet.
Right, but even if he would have downloaded a copy of this file, I still don't think that should have been illegal.
I agree with you on that one. That I think somebody could probably argue, well, you know, it was stolen property, and so therefore, you know, if you have stolen property, then that there's criminal charges for.
But he doesn't have stolen property. He has a copy of
stolen property.
A file.
Sure. What with the digital age, you can copy things endlessly, and there's no lessening of the quality, for instance, whereas, you know, in the analog times, copying a cassette tape or a VHS tape or something, you can only make it copy so many times because the quality declines over time. You know, there'd be an argument.
The quality, if you download a video and make enough copies of a video, mm-hmm. after a while you do start losing some quality. And there was actually somebody, there's an interesting video on YouTube.
That's only if you re-encode, Daryl. If you take the original video file, you can copy that a million times and it doesn't degrade quality.
No. The guy copied the copy. So he'd set up some kind of script to where he had this one video that he uploaded to YouTube, and then he downloaded the video and re-upload.
Yeah, if you do that, then.
And so he was
right.
copying the copy.
Then you're re-encoding. So what
and
you're
after like 1,000 times,
it'll look like garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's called a re-encode. So every time you take a file and you
right.
upload it to YouTube, they take that file and re-encode it into their system, no matter what the file
right.
is.
Right. So my point was, you know, if you keep copying copies, then you do start losing some quality. But if you copy the original.
If there's a re-encode involved. If you take a file, copy that file, and then I copy that file, it's the same exact file. So you're talking about a re-encoding process that YouTube does. If you were to just upload that video to, you know, mega.n.co.nz, some file sharing group, if I were to download that and then upload it to another file sharing group, that's not a re-encoding of the video. So keep that in mind, but you're close. Chernobyl is on the line with us here, calling from I don't know where. You're on Free Talk Live, you're on via Skype.
Chernobyl, I think, was in Ukraine?
I'm in Ithaca, New York. Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you.
I wanted to talk about the Doug Stanhope Celebrity Death Pool. Are you familiar with this game? It's kind of like fantasy football.
Is it predicting when Doug Stanhope's going to die, or is he running the pool?
I mean, his friend Joby runs it. He attached his name to it because they've been playing the game for years. But essentially what they do is all of the mechanics and the point system to basically facilitate gambling. Don't tell anybody. But it's also a very fun game to play. Basically what you do is you pick 20 celebrities you think are going to die between January 15th and the end of the year. And there's a point-based system based on age and a number of bonuses. Does that make sense?
Okay.
And I'm decided to start finally doing my research for next year. I have 45 days to come up with a list of 20 celebrities I think are going to die. And right now I just have Hillary Clinton and Bill Cosby.
Now, wait a minute. So what do you have to pay to get into this?
Well, if you want to have your own funeral home, it's like $6.95, I think, for a small window.
$6.95?
No, $6.95.
Okay.
Or you can join somebody else's funeral home for free. So anyone can play the game, and it's really, a lot of it is about prestige. There's someone, they've got 17 out of 20 of the celebrities they picked this year have died.
Wow.
And that's unheard of. So every month on the 15th, there's a 24-hour trade round where you can switch out celebrities. But if they die before the next trade round starts, the points don't count. So you can kind of, as the year progresses,
you can adjust your bets. Okay, I gotcha.
And it's a shame. There's so many. We're in the golden age of celebrity death. Every day, a different person dies. They're getting older, and it seems like they die at 69 is the magic number. But I can't encourage anyone more strongly than to check this out. Maybe get in the game yourself with some of your friends.
Now, is it a Bitcoin thing, or are they actually using credit cards?
I mean, there's no actual money transacting on the site. It's just that they are the official, judge of who's a celebrity, who dies, and how many points they're worth. For instance, if you die during Black History Month and you're a black celebrity, there are bonus points. Or if you commit suicide, that's the Kurt Cobain. So,
but wait a minute, I thought this was gambling.
It's just to facilitate gambling between individuals, and you can't argue outside of the authority of the Doug Stanhope Celebrity Death Pool. They are the final judge of who is a celebrity, who won, who lost, how many points.
So they're not making it, they're not monetizing this in any way? They're advertising on the website or what?
Well, I mean, they charge for a membership, and they might be, doing some side action with their friends, but it's also just for the love of the game, and everyone dies eventually, and they why not have some fun with it?
Yeah, why not make some money off of personal tragedy?
Well, it's not really so much personal tragedy. Not everybody is a Bobby Christina. One of the biggest point scorers game-wide.
Who?
She died at 22. Whitney Houston's daughter, who went into a coma.
Oh, jeez.
So she was only 22, so that's 78 base points. And if it had been ruled either a murder or an overdose, there would have been 25 bonus points for either one of those. And if she had, when she didn't die during Black History Month, everyone was so pissed. It was really bad.
Great call, man. It's apparently Doug Stanhope's Celebrity Death Pool. There's an S in there. Doug Stanhope's CelebrityDeathPool.com.
@Stanhope on Twitter.
Excellent. Thanks for the heads up on that. I appreciate it. I think there are also some death pools on tour where you can actually play with Bitcoin, if I'm not mistaken. But I don't know where they are. You'll have to figure that out.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%. APR, 4.77%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off Pain Patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Lots of interesting stuff in the news to talk about today if we get the chance. Coming up, Venezuela, some of the madness out of there. People are trying to escape if they can. Plus, the FDA is finally agreeing to new trials for ecstasy as relief for PTSD. There's a bunch of cool stuff in the news. We'll tell you about it coming up here. Of course, you can join us at 855-450-FREE. And you can get on Skype, as our last caller did. You'll sound pretty darn good if you do that. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, I had pulled up this story about the Silk Road. I will have to see if I can re-find that again. Wired Magazine and a few other places reporting on the latest of what is happening with Ross Ulbricht, the man who was convicted with, as you said, a double life sentence plus 40 years. I've got it here from Wired.com. And Andy Greenberg, who has been reporting on this situation, will give you the latest there. Plus, if you want to hook up with a free market healthcare company rather than health insurance, you think you're mandated to get health insurance? Turns out there's a loophole. You can use a different company like HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They don't sell health insurance, but they do give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors It includes traditional integrative chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price. You'll get a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional that you want. Just go to healthexcellenceselect.com to get started over there. That's healthexcellenceselect.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts here, you can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE or Skype in at username lrn.fm. That's where James in Arizona is on the line. Go ahead, James.
Being progressive means never having to say you're sorry. Being progressive means truth is not a virtue. And being progressive on the right wing, like Ian Bernard and Daryl W.P.U. Perry, let me give you some friendly advice, Ian
Bernard. So friendly.
I've been on LRN many a time, and you can check out Your Own Roommate's podcast that I've been civil and discussed at length. I've been asked many a time to stay over on the after
show. Let's hear it. Let's hear the advice, Mr.
Because
Friendly.
He wanted to talk to me.
Let's hear it, Mr. Friendly. Go ahead.
You best say you're sorry and make amends and recompense to me for smearing me on the public airwaves.
I thought you were going to give me advice.
Yesterday.
Is this the advice? Because this is, I've heard this before.
Let me get to it,
okay.
Bernard.
All right.
Because, of course, your first instinct isn't to say you're sorry. You just double down and call me a
liar.
If
there was a reason for me to say I was sorry, James, I would do that, okay? But you've threatened people on this show, so let's get to your advice. Are you going
to
get to your advice or not?
That's what I want to get to, because it has to do with you saying I threatened somebody.
Yeah.
I never threatened anybody until they started calling me a liar on the public airwaves.
So that's a reason to threaten somebody?
About me on the
so when somebody says things you don't like, that's a reason to threaten them with violence?
When you lie about me and call me a liar. Violence, by the way, solves certain things in this world, like people that lie for a living and then they have their world hurt and ruined. They tend to, if they're a decent human being and are sorry for having done wrong to other people and aggressed against other people, they do what is right and they don't do it again. It's called learning the hard way. I don't want to go there, Ian Bernard, but I just wanted to give you some friendly advice because you keep on saying I'm threatening you.
No, I didn't say you threatened me.
The loon,
you threatened Mark Edge, though. I would definitely say you threatened Mark Edge.
Oh, I definitely agree with that. He called me a liar,
yeah.
Too.
Okay.
I definitely. And
so you use violence to solve your problems, or the threats of violence to solve your problems. So why should anyone listen to your advice?
It's called getting even.
Why should anyone listen to the advice of a madman who is threatening violence against peaceful people?
I'm not a madman. You're not a peaceful person. You've completely smeared me and got your rocks off. Telling your listening audience that I'm guilty of three Deweys, and then you double down and say I'm guilty of three Deweys when I told you the God's honest
truth. That's what the website says.
I know,
and you've never explained why there are three separate. You've never explained.
I just did yesterday.
No, you didn't.
Told you I got arrested for a suspended license in December of something after work.
So you're saying
the license plate scanners, and then I got arrested a couple years later at a park.
So what you're saying is jail.com, which has three separate.
What I'm telling you is the truth, and I'm repeating it again.
Okay.
And you keep on repeating the lie that you say the website.
All I did was look on a website that claims to have arrest records for you, James.
Let me finish the friendly advice to you, Bernard. You'll either do what I ask you, and you'll make
amends.
You know
what? I don't like your attitude. See you later. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. Why would anyone listen to advice from somebody who is openly threatening violence towards their friends? And I'm sure if I wanted to, I could, find some sort of threat he's made towards me, but I don't really care about that. I don't catalog them. Mark, who is normally a regular co-host on the show, he's on vacation now for a while. Mark has been cataloging the threats that he has made, and he just admitted to having made those threats. So, there you go. There's his admission to having threatened somebody. Look, I don't think it's okay to, even if somebody says something that's not true about you, to use violence against them or to threaten violence against them. I don't think that's all right. I understand that it can hurt when somebody says something about you that's not true. I understand that it can be hard to handle that, especially for people who are not used to it. Daryl, you and I were in a position where we're public personalities.
Yes.
People are going to be critical of the things that we do. And James is one of those people. People are going to be critical of the activism that we do. They're going to be critical of the things that we say, the opinions that we take on the air. They're going to make fun of us. I mean, he comes up with names for us, for instance.
Right.
They're going to make fun of us. They're going to make fun of our physical appearance. They're going to make fun of the sound of our voice. They're going to make fun of everything they possibly can. They're going to insult us. And they, you know, they want to do whatever kind of damage they can from far away. When people do those things to you, it's not okay. It would not be professional of me, and it would not be humane of me further to come back and say, oh, yeah, well, if you're going to call me ugly, then I'm going to kill you. That's not
right.
That's not appropriate, okay? It's not how people should get along. If someone says something you don't like, the appropriate response is to either ignore them completely, or if you feel you must respond, to simply respond with why it's not that way.
Right.
Or why, you know, yeah, you could also respond back with another insult if you want. I don't think it's good to escalate conflict, but an insult does not rise to the level of a threat.
Right.
So, I mean, this is basic human getting along kind of technique here. And you don't need to be too much further out of preschool to have really grasped this concept of, hey, words are an appropriate response to words, not violence. Violence is inappropriate except in the one instance of violence being used against you. Violence is okay when it's being used in self-defense. And you can't claim that you can use violence in self-defense against words because your feelings are hurt. I'm sorry, that does not, your hurt feelings does not rise to the level of you being able to attack somebody. You can claim it was in self-defense, but no, that's not going to hold up in a court, and it shouldn't hold up in the opinions of other human beings.
Now, I will say one thing on this, and you might disagree, but there have actually been studies done where people have been put in MRIs, and the parts of the brain that respond to physical pain light up in response to emotional pain as well.
Okay, fine. But that doesn't mean you walk away with a broken arm. You know what I mean? If your brain is hurt, that's a little different than you actually being crippled, physically crippled for the rest of your life.
Right. My point is the brain processes emotional trauma the same way it processes physical trauma.
Okay. So you're going to have to rise above your instincts then in this case. And I think that is basically what I'm asking, you know, what we're talking about here. You're saying the instinct is the brain reaction. Therefore, the instinct is, my feelings have been hurt. So therefore, I should lash out with violence. You're saying that by the brain reaction that some people might feel is justified.
Yes.
And it's not. Because we live in a civilized society where hitting somebody because they've said something you don't like is not acceptable. That should be the general rule of how people get along. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I might be in the minority on this opinion, though.
And also, don't try to cause emotional trauma to someone and then say, I didn't hurt you.
Well, that's true. Yeah, you should be nice to people as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can join us here. That's kind of the point of the show. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
That's 855-450-3733. Still to come, the latest on the Ross Ulbricht Silk Road case. Another alleged corrupt federal agent is going to be revealed, or has been. We'll get into that story coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts, though, come first. Also, if you support Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing here on the airwaves 7 nights a week, live, talking about the ideas of freedom, personal liberty, responsibility, all of those things. If you want us to spread the show, you want us to get on more radio stations, you can become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it is a very simple idea. You send $5 a month into the show with any major credit card, through PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, and supposedly American Express, although we've yet to actually put this to the test. We're supposed to be able to take American Express now. I don't know if it works yet because I don't have an American Express card, so I can't test out that aspect of the system. Also, Bitcoin. We can definitely take Bitcoin over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. You get perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group. Go and get all the details and get signed up. Makes a big difference for us. It's money that we can invest into the show to help spread the ideas of liberty. It's AMP, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Charlie. He's in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hello, Charlie.
How are you guys doing?
Welcome.
I'd like to attest to the fact that you guys truly do allow anybody to call. With this being the fact that you still allow James in. I'm not sure he's a real person or if that's boilerplate.
That's an interesting question. There's always been a debate over a lot of these, you know, long-time callers that we've had. The listeners will frequently debate as to whether or not they're just playing a character or if they really are who they sound like they are.
Well, yeah. Oh, I'd like to assure the people of the country that not everybody in Arizona is unhinged. And aside from that, I spoke with my congressional office today, and in my opinion, the most serious issue that faces our country. I hear a lot of talk about the infrastructure, but I don't hear the electrical grid mentioned. Hmm. There have been two bills in Congress, one which has passed the House, called CIPA, Critical Infrastructure Protection Act, and also the SHIELD Amendment, which was a bill that they couldn't get through. They have been stuck in Senate committee for months and months. And if the grid goes down, forget everything else. I mean,
what is it? What is this CIPA supposed to do?
Actually, CIPA is very, very watered down. It's basically just another study, but it does places directives upon the government to do a plan within 1 year. Now, remember, this is going to take years to do and lots of money, but if we lose the electrical grid, people don't understand. Well,
how is it that this bill is going to help protect the electrical grid? That's what I am not clear on.
Well, they have the technology. They've already done two studies, the Congressional EMP study of 2004 and 2008. Also, there are a number of other sources. You just look up BNP. But besides from that, there are so many other threats to the grid. Sabotage, natural, but it's
If this bill doesn't decentralize control of the grid, then it's not going to, in my opinion, do
well. There are several states, and you guys are lucky. I believe it's Maine that has done something, so you guys might be all right, but there's only four states, and at the end of the session, if this is not acted upon, it goes back to square one. So I would urge every listener to call their senator and at least get this thing to the floor where it can be voted on.
I'd have to learn more about it. Thank you, Charlie.
I want to wish you guys very happy holiday.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate that.
Take care.
Charlie, thank you, sir. Thanks for the call. I don't know enough about this to say whether or not people should support it.
Nor do I.
Have you even heard about it, I tell you?
I've not heard about this at all. I think the electric grid, the national grid sort of thing, is a horrible system that needs to go away.
Mm.
Because remember, what was it, about a decade ago, there was the thing to where one power station somewhere in the Northeast went out, and like almost all of New England was without power for a couple of days.
Well,
because of everything being tied to everything else.
Right.
There's a town, I think it's three towns somewhere in northern New York, where they have their own power system, and they are not tied in to the rest of the grid. So if, the grid goes down, they still have power because they're not tied into it.
Yeah, the solution to the grid is to decentralize as much as possible, to make it as much of a free market as we can have in power.
Right.
Now, most places you get one option. You get whatever it is that the government has decreed will be the power provider of note.
Here in New Hampshire, you get to pick who sends you the bill. But it's still the grid. Like, your utility is still coming from that national grid.
Well, yes. In New Hampshire, they have deregulated, and I think also in Maine and Vermont, if I'm not mistaken. But they have made it so that the power, I think it's the power provider, is different. Not just the billing company. Eversource still sends the bills out. They are doing the transmission of the power. But the power is actually being sourced from different companies, as I understand it.
Right,
so,
but it's still running on the same line.
Correct.
You and your next-door neighbor could have different suppliers,
right?
But it's still coming from the same line. So it's not it's not a decentralization of the grid. You're still part of the grid.
I agree with you. That's what I say. They've only decentralized partially, and they've only just decentralized the sources of the power, which is a step in the right direction, in my opinion, but it's not. It doesn't go far enough.
Right, but there's a lot of people that they'll say, oh, well, stuff was deregulated. Like, I've got a different power company than my next-door neighbor. No, it's not deregulated. It's not decentralized.
We'll see if we can find out more about this Critical Infrastructure Protection Act, because I suspect it's filled with a bunch of garbage just because it's at the federal government level. So, of course, it almost has to be terrible. So we'll do that here in a bit if we get the chance. First, though, we've got Abel on the line via Skype. Go ahead, Abel.
Hi.
Hey there.
You caught me with a... The finishing of chewing.
That's all right.
Well, two things now. I just wanted to, you know, make clear that no matter what speech, you know, no matter what words you use or how vehement even the speaker is, you know, announcing whatever, are loud. You know that I get loud. People, you know, are always telling me to, you know, tone it down.
Mm-hmm.
Just too loud, and they think I'm shouting, and I actually think I'm, you know, I'm just speaking very clearly. But what I want to say is that if you empower everyone else with their own little world view that says that bad words are going to hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing any of us can do to change that. And there's always going to be bad words thrown around.
Sure. As long as there's free speech, there's going to be insulting, offensive things that are said.
Right.
And that's good.
And it is,
yeah.
You know, but they want to criminalize this stuff. You know, they want to, oh, well, if the guy goes and robs a store and he, you know, uses the N-word or whatever, that's hate speech. And so I've got more to say about...
Hang on, Abel. We'll bring it back here in a moment. Toll-free number is 855-453. Yeah, I agree completely so far. We'll continue the discussion. If you think that, you know, for some reason speech can justify a violent reaction, we'd love to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.